It's Garden City High School football coming off a 49-6 win over Ulysses on homecoming. It was a happy homecoming, as we alluded to. Garden City picked up the win, added 13 points in that point differential as well, keeping that average where it needs to be. And we are fortunate enough to be joined once again by head coach Brian Hill and Dakota Smith. Dakota's first time on the program here, and we appreciate you joining us down there, and we're very excited to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, guys. Well, let's get right into it. Let's recap that Ulysses matchup. And you know, it was a weird game kind of early on, in the sense where you guys went down, scored in three plays right then and there, and then the Tigers went on and led a pretty good drive down the field, and you guys were able to stop them defensively, fourth and short, and really kind of that was kind of the game right there, it felt like, in a sense. The way you guys were able to go on the next drive, kind of do the same thing, take a lot of time off that clock, and punch it in from 1 yard out to go up two scores. And really just a better start, I think, Coach Hill, from what we had seen and what you had been talking to us and feeling like at the last two games. We'll get right into it. What did you think of the start, and how do you think your team responded?
Well, I thought we were ready to play. I think they made it a point to come out and to have more energy and to try to do things that, you know, we hadn't done in the previous two games in the first quarter. And, you know, I thought that we did a pretty good job. I mean, you know, what they do offensively is, you know, somewhat difficult to, you know, show our kids. And it's difficult to get that kind of a – because, you know, you don't want to pile a bunch of people up and things at practice and get people hurt. And so, you know, it was a little bit more difficult to practice. But I thought that the kids did a pretty good job of understanding what was coming at them. And it took us a little longer probably than we wanted to. But we always say defensively that if we get one more chance, I mean, if they haven't scored, we still got a chance. And so, you know, they went for it on fourth down and made a big play. And then, you know, again, it was just the way we played together. You know, that stop, it wasn't like we went three and out and had to give it right back to them and put the defense back out. You know, the offense responded and marched it 99 yards and put it in the end zone. And as you said, I think that kind of started the ball rolling. But was just really pleased with the way that we handled things. You know, all the distractions and things that come along with homecoming really didn't seem to matter. The kids just went right out there and played and performed.
Dakota, how did you think the defense performed out of the gate? How did you think you guys started? Kind of what was the coming together moment for you guys? Maybe from the players' perspective, obviously Coach Reich instilling the game plan and everything like that. But, you know, what was your guys' goal coming out, and how do you think you achieved that, and how do you think it kind of came out in that first half?
I think we did pretty good. A lot of the times, you know, we're just trying to stop the inside run, and then sometimes they get outside of us. But on the drives where they did get a couple yards, we came together and we tried to solve the problem and just stop the run.
I do want to give you a little bit of an intro, right? You're a defensive back, a senior, and we've talked about it a few times on the show throughout the broadcast. You guys use the Titan stats, the GPS packs that sit, so you guys can get some data on kind of how the guys are moving, the sprint speeds, all that stuff. Dakota, as it stands right now, you're second in total sprint distance among all the schools that are incorporated. Obviously, silly stat, I know. But still, I do want to give it out there because it just shows how hard you are running, how hard you are working out there. You're at over 1,000 yards, 1,023 to be exact. That was in-game yards. That's not just like when he's in practice and when he's walking up and down the field. That's in-game, and I think you're on another list. I think it's 183 GPS load. They don't have it marked. It's not marked very well on the website, but I think it's miles you've ran or something crazy like that. So you're a fast player. It seems like you never get tired, and I don't want to say that on knock on wood, of course, because we don't need you getting gas on a play or anything like that. But, you know, what is your mentality? What kind of helps you be that physical, speedy player that just is on every play at 100%?
Well, I've always just been, like, really energetic, and especially for wrestling. We run a lot, and for football too, so... And I always try to just keep running until the whistle's blown. So I try to stay involved in every play.
I think that's a good kind of comparison to you guys' defense in particular. And Coach Hill, probably we've talked about this. You guys just get to the ball. I mean, I've never seen a defense attack a ball so well at this level. I mean, it is really, really impressive what you guys are able to do. Is that kind of a message that gets talked about going to the whistle, not just you, but the team total as well?
Yeah, we definitely try to get as much of us on the ball as we can.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Dakota. It's Hatchet Week. Mm-hmm. What does this game mean to you?
Well, I mean, it is my first year for high school, but definitely don't want to lose. So I'm going to go out and do our thing.
What are you anticipating that you can do, we'll say, from an individual perspective that could really help, you know, your team in this game?
Just try to stop, like, the run, you know. On the outside, there's only, like, one or two people that can stop an outside run. Try to force them back into the other 9 or 10 players.
Coach Hill, I want to kind of get back to what we talked about Friday night after the game. You said you don't have to do a lot of work as far as getting these guys excited just because of how much this game means. Is there a side to that, though, that you kind of have to you use that coaching ability, maybe control them just a little bit and point them in the direction you need them to go based on the game plan? How does that work throughout the week, and what are some of the things that you might have to do differently this week versus just a regular game you guys are preparing for?
Well, especially this week, since the game's on Saturday, you know, I mean, it's not burn all the energy, you know, all during the week. You know, it's going to be a long week. It's going to be – there's the extra day. So, you know, not getting too excited, not putting all that energy out there. And really, I probably spend more time trying to, you know, to keep them focused on the game because, it, you know, it's still blocking and tackling. It's just that the emotions of the game are risen. And it's something that it's really hard to describe. You know, I've always told people that, you know, I'd watched many Hatchet games before becoming the head coach, and it is completely different, you know, being on the inside than it is watching from the outside. And you just, you know, you don't really know that until you get into it. So I think that, you know, being that this is number 13 for me, that I think that, you know, what I've learned is to keep it in perspective, make sure that we don't get too high. And don't get too low because there's going to be a mix of emotion on Saturday, and they're going to make plays, we're going to make plays, and it's who can keep it steady and you know, kind of not lose the game more so than going out and trying to win the game.
From a game perspective and strategy and kind of going into it, what are some of the things you want to see from your team away from obviously the emotion that's going to be filled into it, but just from the X and O standpoint, what are some of the things you guys really want to focus on this week? Maybe it was something that you worked on in the game against Ulysses and you want to bring into this week. Is there an area where you guys really are focusing on in practice this week?
No, it's just going to continue to be. I think, you know, we've identified who we are after 6 games. You know, we definitely want to try, you know, obviously win the line of scrimmage. That's something that we're going into each game trying to do. And you know, we've been good about, you know, not turning the ball over on offense and then being opportunistic on defense and then, you know, playing together, you know, if it's whether it's special teams and defense or, you know, sometimes if we punt and, you know, back them up inside the 20, then we need a 3-and-out to get the offense good field position. Then if we get good field position, it's the offense turn to do something with the ball. And I think that we've done that more this year than we have in the previous years. And I think that's the biggest difference in what, you know, where we are after 6 games than where we were even a year ago, that I think that we're doing that more often in every game. And I think that, you know, those things are what really good football teams do. So it's just going to be trying to continue to do those same type of things. And if there is a leak or, you know, something happens bad on one side or the other, that, you know, the other two phases need to try to pick it up and correct it.
Dakota, what was a point in your season so far that you felt like was maybe your biggest point of adversity, and then you kind of were able to rise and learn from it? We talked to Carter earlier in the year, and he was talking about kind of just hunting the quarterback's eyes versus just kind of trusting himself and making the play, letting it come to him almost in a sense from the secondary position. Was there a kind of a moment like that for you across these first couple of games that you really felt like you've learned from, and what might that been?
Yeah, definitely, especially for our first game, trying to read whether run or pass, reading the tackle, the quarterback's eyes, wide receivers. And then, yeah, kind of like Carter said, kind of letting the play come to you. You know, if they run off, you don't want them to flip it back, so you kind of stay home and kind of just keep your eyes out for everything, really.
I'm sure you've seen a little bit of film on Dodge and probably kind of paying attention through the season as you guys are game planning and putting that in. What stands out from a defensive perspective for you that you feel like you guys will really be able to kind of use and kind of make the focus of your attack against that offense?
They definitely love to run the ball a lot. And I think if we just keep like a tight pressure and don't get blocked a lot and don't let them get outside of us, I think we'll be able to stop them.
How do you make teams that like to run the ball uncomfortable outside of, you know, putting them in that spot, giving them that pressure? Because, you know, they can change things very easily and go one way or the other. But how do you start right away kind of, you know, setting the tone, making them uncomfortable so they maybe have to throw the ball a little bit more or do some other things?
I think what could stop that is getting off blocks really fast, you know, getting right in their face. Don't let them gain any yards, so then they'll have to go back and try to solve it.
Coach, we'll swing it back and we'll kind of look at the season as a whole so far. You guys are 5-1, best start since 2017. What do you think is the biggest difference in this team versus the last time you guys were out to this start? I know that's quite some time ago, or maybe are there some similarities that allowed you guys to have great starts in both of those two teams?
Well, I think in 2017 there was a big carryover. You know, in 2016 we had gone undefeated in the regular season, and so, you know, I think that there was a big carryover. There were a lot of players, not a lot, but there were enough players that were on that team that played, and I think that the momentum just carried over. What makes this one more unique is that, you know, even though we were 5-4 last year, that, you know, we lost 3 out of the last 4 games going, you know, towards the end of the year, and you just weren't real sure, you know, coming into the year. We had some kids, and we thought that we had filled some holes. But when you, anytime you lose 9 guys on one side of the ball, that's definitely, from a coach's standpoint, something you have big concerns about. And you know, the way we played and everything in the first few games just kind of put all that to bed. And you know, we've kind of picked up from there and just built confidence from week to week. And I think that that's really been the biggest surprise in this whole thing is that it wasn't like we were coming off of a lot of momentum from the year before, is that we were actually trying to find ourselves a little bit. You know, we lost 2 times the East in the last 4 weeks and you know, just weren't feeling real great about ourselves. And you know, to get off to a big start against Heights and then to kind of just continue to carry it over, I think has just really built the momentum. It just shows you how important momentum and confidence is in teenage boys, that the more that they do it, the more confident that they get, that, you know, they just feel, you know, I mean, teenagers, we already know, feel invincible about just about anything, but you start building some wins and some confidence and, you know, they start to see the results. You know, it just really kind of continued from there.
You said the hardest thing earlier this year, after I think you guys started 3-0 at that point, after that Wichita tour and doing those things, was not only, you know, keeping a team together that, okay, it's fun to win 1, 2, 3 games, but it's even more fun and even more difficult to win 4, 5, 6 more than that and going into playoffs. How do you think the culture of your team has really developed and changed since we had that conversation about you guys wanting to focus in as a coaching staff on building, you know, a winning program, not just a winning team?
Well, you know, I don't hear, you know, up until Friday night after the game, until I'm the one that said it, I didn't hear a single kid talk about the hatchet game, you know, all through the first, you know, 6 games of the season, that, you know, they've really bought into, you know, getting better every day at practice and playing 1 game at a time and realizing that, you know, we can't win 3 games at a time on a Friday night, that they've really bought into the 1 day at a time, 1 game at a time. And you know, when I said it, you know, it was kind of like, you know, the big elephant in the room. We all knew it was time to be said, but you know, I really, you know, and appreciative of the leadership and the way the kids have really, you know, honed in on each and every game each week and not looking ahead. I mean, you know, they always call them sandwich games or whatever you want to call them, that, you know, that it's very easily that professionals do it.
Right.
You know, and the fact that we were able to keep teenagers, you know, focused on the task at hand with a bunch of, you know, different things going on for homecoming and the hatchet game next week in a place that we've never played, and, you know, all these things that, you know, go on, you know, did not faze them 1 bit. And so I think that that's probably the most thing that I'm most proud of is that they've kept their head about them. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. We just take each day, you know, to try to get better and to go out there and win a football game every Friday night.
Dakota's a senior-laden team. I feel like you guys, maybe this is a little bit of an easier answer. It's a pretty balanced team, but you guys have a lot of good senior leaders. You know, what are some of the things you guys are doing as seniors to make sure the highs aren't too high, the lows aren't too low, just like Coach said?
Definitely just try to stay humble, you know. If we mess up on a play, pick each other up, you know, move on to the next play. Kind of like Coach said, you only take 1 practice at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 game at a time.
And you said this is your first year taking part in the hatchet game and really being a part of it. You know, what does this week mean to you? And then after that, you know, what are you looking forward to the most on Saturday night?
I mean, it does mean a lot, you know, since it's the first and last year, really. You definitely want to leave on a win, and pretty sure you'd want to bring it back to Garden, make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then looking forward, you know, what does this game do for the rest of the season? I know we don't want to look ahead, but how can this game, you know, be a building block? How can this game really kind of continue what you guys have been doing all season long?
I think with this game we can work on a lot of the stuff we need to perfect, and we can use that against harder teams and for when playoffs come.
And, Coach, I want to get back to you. You're used to the Saturday schedule a little bit more in your upbringing, playing college football, coaching at the college level as well. I'm not going to say the preparation changes at all or anything like that, but are there some things that you guys are maybe able to do because it is a Saturday game, because you have the Friday off of school and you can kind of approach this game a little bit differently as far as a preparation standpoint for you guys?
Well, we're definitely, you know, this is not a, it's not a physical thing, you know. I mean, I think at this point of the season, you know, the only physical concern that I have is that we're doing too much. So, you know, I really try to hone in on and, you know, make sure that kids understand, you know, what they're going to see, whether that's on offense, defense, or special teams, you know, giving them as many looks as we can. The extra day is going to help, you know, provide that mental, you know, just mental preparation. And so I think that, you know, that's just something that we're trying to focus on. That, you know, it's not to go out and do more tackling drills or run more sprints or anything like that. Those are the things that are going to do nothing but hinder us. The best thing that we can do is to make sure that we're prepared mentally, understand where we need to be so that when things happen, it's more of just a reaction and not thinking. Because, you know, in any sport, a thinking athlete is a slow athlete, and we don't want our kids to play slow. We want them to react and play fast. And so the more that we can show them film, the more that we can, you know, show them, you know, plays or, you know, the defensive fronts or stunts or whatever, any of those things that we can do a little bit extra is just going to be a little bit more help towards Saturday night.
Your 13th season, that ball gets kicked off. What are you looking forward to most, being a part of the Riverfront Stadium Series and doing all of those things?
You know, it's just an honor to be a part of, you know. I mean, you know, to say that, you know, I've got a lot of buddies that coach that I've played football with over the years, and you know, they you know, they think they have a rival at their school, and I'm like, you don't have a rival, you know, unless you're trading a trophy. And, like, you know, you got people that, you know, we have marriages that one went to Dodge and one went to Garden. We've got, you know, people that grew up in Dodge that live in Garden and vice versa. I mean, it's crazy how all of it happens. And you know, it's just an honor to be a part of, you know. I mean, you know, to be a part of something like this that has been going on for so long, that, you know, it's that it means so much to so many people, like Dakota said earlier, that, you know, that I've said in different times through my years here, that there's been times that there's been young ladies or young men that I've had in class that never say a word to me, but when Hatchet Week comes around, their only question to me might be, are we going to win, Coach? And so, you know, that it runs deep when it touches that many kids. And so, you know, you definitely love to see the smile on their face and to know that they, you know, help to be a part of it, and that they can walk by the trophy case and see that thing in there every day.
We certainly can't wait for Saturday. I know you guys are chomping at the bit. It should be an excellent matchup. We'll be in Wichita. If you can't make it to the game, we'll have it live here on 99.9 The Rock. We'll also have the Dodge City coverage as well on 98.1. Derek Decker will be on the call there. I'll be myself on the call Saturday night. And if you can be there, I think you can get tickets on Garden City's Twitter. I think Garden City GC Buffs Athletics, I think, just posted a link, as well as Wichita Wind Surge. So if you want to be there, be a part of it. I know the Holy War was last week, and I think I saw a tweet. There was like 8,000
like
people
8,000 people there.
Yeah. So
let's fill that place up with some brown and white.
Let's try to get it loud. Let's get a good crowd out there, and let's enjoy really something special. And I know I'm excited. I've mentioned this to you all season long in my first one. I'm very excited to see the rivalry, feel it, be a part of it, and we wish you guys the best of luck. Thanks for joining us. Coach, we'll obviously talk to you one more time before the game,
sure.
And we'll hear all about, you know, where we're at after a couple days, going into a really awesome matchup for you guys and what's been an excellent season so far. Dakota, thanks for joining us for the first time. I joked with everybody that, you know, guys that come on the show had a pretty good track record. I'm not going to lie. I think Austin had 10 tackles,
last week.
Austin had 10 tackles last week. Eddie got another scoop and score. Like, a lot of guys have been on the show. I think Zach had his first 100-plus yard game. He had the 202-yard game. So,
yep.
I don't know what you're feeling, but maybe
no pressure.
Maybe think about it. Think about what you've been looking for. Think about what you've been practicing for. And I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. We'll be a part of it on Saturday night. So thank you guys so much for coming out, and best of luck Saturday night. We can't wait to be a part of it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.